listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, scientists have found that the bacteria in our microbiome, the ecosystem in our gut, can affect conditions like obesity, acne, allergies, and more. Now they're studying how the microbiome affects the performance of elite athletes. We'll talk about the findings so far with our guest researcher. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. More details have come in about cutbacks by paper company Kimberly-Clark, and two Wisconsin communities will be feeling the impact. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Well, Rob, last week we talked about the news that Kimberly-Clark, which was founded in Wisconsin, was going to be making some big cuts. We didn't know where those were going to happen. We're getting some details. What are we finding out here in Wisconsin now?
Right. The long and short of it is 610 jobs lost in Wisconsin, and the company will be closing two plants in the Fox Valley area, in Neenah and a plant in Fox Crossing. So there's a third plant in the area in Marinette that will not be closed, but the first closure will be in Neenah. It will happen within the next 18 months. The second plant, the company hasn't released a timeline on, but it will be within the next couple of years.
Can you talk about the impact these plants would have on those communities?
Well, so Kimberly-Clark is the third largest employer in the Fox Valley area. And this is, 610 jobs is a major loss for sure. The company makes, you know, Kleenex, they make Huggies diapers and other products like that. And they, you know, as came out last week, where they're making these big global cuts. They're cutting something like 12% of their global workforce, about 5,000 jobs. And, you know, it was easy to imagine, I don't know, or maybe it was wishful thinking to imagine that many of those cuts would not be centered on Wisconsin. I mean, many of them aren't, but that's a significant share of the company's overall Wisconsin force.
What have we seen in reaction from local officials and politicians?
Well, I mean, one thing, you know, we don't know what the economy is going to look like in 18 months or in 2 or 3 years when these closures occur. But there are, you know, economic agencies are quick to point out that we are at a time of economic strength. And in fact, in the manufacturing sector, what you hear the most is that they're looking for skilled workers to hire. They're concerned about a shortage of skilled workers. The workers in these Fox Valley plants are skilled manufacturing workers, so there may indeed be opportunities for them. But again, I mean, that's projecting out that's still going to be the case in a couple of years, and it's a trauma no matter what to lose a job that maybe these folks have had for many years.
And this is happening at the same time that Foxconn is preparing to build a factory in southeastern Wisconsin with the help of incentives from the state. Here's Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson talking about that.
We have $3 billion for Foxconn. Surely there's some support that we can offer a homegrown industry like the paper industry.
Is he the only one making that kind of case, or are other people looking for some kind of state support here?
So I think that these particular job losses are probably already baked. I don't think that there's a lot of hope that Kimberly-Clark will reverse this decision. Although there may be a drive for that. That may be something that we do see developing in the next year. I wouldn't say that that's impossible. But I do think that in general, you know, people who are paper industry types or, you know, professionals talk a lot about the ways that the market is tilted against American manufacturers, and there is some truth to it that's been found in, you know, sort of international governing bodies that American paper manufacturers are undercut by international manufacturers in China. So there are calls for political action on the issue.
And also, just turning to the retail sector briefly, a lot of retail stores dealing with problems. We found out this week that Bon-Ton, the parent company of Yonkers and Boston store, is closing some of its stores here in the state. What kind of impact does that have?
Sure. So nine stores, these Yonkers department stores. The company is closing 42 stores in all, and nine stores in Wisconsin. All told, it's something like 400 jobs in Wisconsin across these nine communities. And these stores are going to close soon, roughly within 3 months or so, according to the company.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at some of the big news of the week around the state. Want to turn to the possibility of Tesla dealerships in Wisconsin. This is the car manufacturer, electric car manufacturer, Tesla. They want to open up their own company-owned, as I understand it, dealerships. That doesn't mesh with Wisconsin law that says you have to go through another dealer if you want to sell your cars in the state. A new bill could change that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so this is interesting. Yeah, Wisconsin has a law that prohibits automakers from sort of running their own dealerships. And the law originally was supposed to protect an independent auto dealer from being put out of business by, like, one of the big three Detroit automakers. And the idea was if you're selling Chevys on this corner and Chrysler decides to target you, what can you do because you're just this independent dealer? But of course, the big three are not as powerful as they once were, and as the law exists today, it does have the effect of insulating auto dealers from other types of competition. At least that's the argument that the Republican lawmakers are mounting as they introduce this bill that would exempt Tesla from this law.
And why do Tesla and their supporters say they need an exemption from this law?
Well, so Tesla makes electric cars, and so they're in somewhat of a different kind of business than other automakers and other auto dealers. Basically, there are a lot of dealers in Wisconsin that can easily sell you a Chevy, but they're not really set up to work with consumers and explain to people what it means to drive an electric car and what you need to have an electric car. And so so Tesla's their business approach has been to sell online and sell in dealerships that they control, where they can sort of like manage that whole process. And they say that's a significant enough difference from traditional combustion engine dealers that they should be allowed to give it a shot.
And what's the counter argument then from opponents of this idea?
I mean, it's that the Teslas are not banned in Wisconsin. You're allowed to have one. You just have to drive to Minneapolis to go to a dealership. Ultimately, it's a question of political power, and the franchise laws do protect auto dealers. I mean, they don't like it because it would have the effect of potentially undercutting their business.
And finally, Rob, I want to turn to a local high school sports story that's gotten some attention. You've been watching it. The coach of the boys basketball team at Appleton East is gone. John Milkey had been coaching the team for 18 years, abruptly retired last week. Give us the backstory.
Yeah, this is wild, and yeah, this is has been a huge story in the Appleton community. A group of parents after a game confronted Milkey, who, yeah, you said has been there for 18 years. It's a little bit unclear. There was an accusation that he yelled at the players too much, but also there was also the accusation that his team didn't win enough. As a result, he just abruptly announced that he was stepping down, and there were several assistant coaches that also resigned at the same time. The basketball team there has had to continue under some new management.
So I don't know the ins and outs of the arguments on both sides here, but from a process point of view, if you're an aggrieved parent, the meet and yell at in a bar strategy may not be the path to follow.
Yeah, I mean, this is the latest example, right? There are examples probably in every community of parents who take their youth sports maybe way too seriously. And there definitely are coaches who are abusive, who might maybe yell at kids too much, and idea whether John Milkey was one of them or not. But yeah, the process, you would think that there would be like a complaint and an investigation and a decision, and not gang up on a guy in the bar. But sometimes you get what you want, sometimes you don't.
Rob, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us every week for a look at some of the top news stories of the week in Wisconsin.